Waking up with Central Iowa.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
I left my husband totally perplexed yesterday morning.
Good thing you didn't leave too much longer of a space in there. I was like, oh, wow, I thought we were better friends. I thought you'd tell me first.
Happy holidays.
My husband.
All right, so you left your husband what again? I sorry, I was distracted.
I left him totally perplexed.
Perplexed
yesterday.
Okay, yeah.
I was sent out to go buy donuts for the family, and on the way out the door, he said, by the way, we've got I've got a coupon up there, grab my the Casey's coupon, the buy six get six free. Okay. So of course I take that with me.
Yeah.
But keep in mind, Rory was sick, so he wasn't eating. So there are only going to be three of us actually enjoying a donut. So Mia and I get there and we start picking out donuts, and the box is filling up. And I'm like, no, we got 10. This is fine. And so
that is Kurt's bull nostrils
come
flaring
home.
Right
I've
now.
I've never heard of anyone ordering 10 donuts.
Come home, and my husband's like, Why are there only 10 donuts in here? Did you eat? He's like, did you guys have donuts on the way home? You couldn't even wait till you got home to have a donut? I said, no, I just got 10. And he says, it was buy six, get six free.
Yes.
He's like, so you just left two donuts at Casey's?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Like, he couldn't get past it. Like, I'm already getting my coffee poured. I'm attempting to just enjoy my donut. Mia's, you know, getting her donut. And he's just standing there staring at the box of donuts, completely bewildered on how I could only bring home 10 donuts when it was buy six, get six free. I mean, they were free donuts. It wasn't.
Right.
He might have been able to wrap his brain around it if he was like, okay, yeah, I mean, at some point it's just excessive
a dozen,
if you're paying for all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I just felt like it was too much. I'm like, we don't need 12 donuts. There's only three of us eating, and they go stale. So you're not going to be eating them the rest of the week, and that's that. That was my logic. We're not going to eat them. So it's a waste to me.
They would have been eaten.
Well, that's what
they
he said.
Would have
I just don't
not
think so
made the day.
He acts like that. He always acts like he's going to eat stuff, and then he doesn't eat them, and then just go bad. Or the kids want them, and then that's just too much sugar. Are you following, Ken? I know you're following me a little bit here.
You bought six, you get six free.
Right.
Okay. You're right. Trying to go against inclination to save
me.
A buck. Okay, you're not.
Right.
I'm having trouble not getting the full.
They're trying
coupon
to give you
too.
Something. Here you go. Please,
but
please.
But doesn't this happen? Like, even when it is free, someone offers you something that's free, and you still turn it down. I mean, you don't always need the free thing. So you just turn it down. I mean, I know in our world, it just gets to be too much stuff. And so it has happened to me before. Someone offers me something for free. This is free, but I will say, no, thank you. I mean, don't you sometimes turn down free stuff?
I'm sure I have.
280-1025.
I would have to not like it.
Yeah.
I think.
Or if it's just like, I mean, sometimes, you know, like stuffed animals, or it's just another toy that is going to end up being played with for 2 seconds. I'm like, you know what? Just keep it. What?
Here is a free stuffed animal for your child. Never mind. Kids, look away.
Stranger
is trying to offer us a good deed.
If they're there.
You're going to have the whole family turn it against you.
Obviously.
Because they're hearing this going, wait, mom turned away free donuts and free toys?
Justin brought it up later in the afternoon.
Like, I would
the
too.
The day had gone on, and he's like, I would just like to circle back. On this whole, we had buy six, get six free, and you left two at the gas station.
Your story will haunt me forever. Anytime I buy a dozen, I'm going to always look at those other two going, yes, those were the ones that Colleen would have put back. Forever.
I didn't take them and put them back. I just didn't take them, to be clear.
Same.
But I am curious if anyone else. I mean, am I the only person in the world who is like will turn down something free?
Living
just because,
in the lap of luxury.
Now knock it off.
102.5. So what did you get offered for free and you said no thanks?
No thank you.
I'm good. 10 is plenty.
It seems.
What is
that's
wrong
three donuts per person. Nobody needs that much.
The math would have been easier had you just gotten a dozen. For three people, you gotta add four.
Deb, what'd you turn down?
Just Saturday, I was in Ulta, and the clerk said to me, the purchase you made today allows you to pick out a free robe. And I said, no. I have three at home. And then she rung me up, and she said, are you sure you don't want that? And I said, no. Not even anybody on my list needs a robe.
You know what's so funny is I'm sitting here like, I love robes. You could have given me the robe.
I would have taken the donuts.
By the way, I wrote down on a piece of paper before this call that Colleen will think it's ridiculous you turned down a free robe.
He did. It's on a sheet of paper. The guys love playing this game. Okay.
Thanks, Deb. Have a good day. Take care.
Bye.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning. Star, winner 2.5.